I got a hole in my jeans. We're on the wheels of an angel. Now clean. She's strumming on my sixth string. It's across her pretty knees. She's stomping out.
24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man. What's left of those blue jeans? Drip of honey on a money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. If you ain't a 10, you're a 9.9. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied up T-shirt. Every little kiss is a driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs into my fire. Good God Almighty. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Trip of honey on the money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Hey, I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime. Let's slip on out where it's a little bit. Take it off on out in the water. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man go mm-hmm. You're looking so good in what's left of those blue jeans. Drip of honey on the money maker. Gotta be the best buzz I'm ever gonna find. Yeah, I'm a little drunk on you.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The state of Virginia says it will appeal a federal court's decision on the state's efforts to purge voter rolls.
A federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, has ruled the Commonwealth cannot continue scrubbing its voter rolls of non-citizens. That Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed his order too close to the election. Federal law says there must be a 90-day quiet period in which systematic purges aren't allowed. Activists argued Youngkin's move has affected more than 1,600 people, including some who say they were unlawfully taken off the rolls. The judge has ordered them all back on. Youngkin insists his move was legal and he'll appeal.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A New Mexico judge dismissing prosecutors' efforts to reinstate involuntary manslaughter criminal charges against Alec Baldwin over the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. The judge says the state did not raise new evidence in its amended motion. And the majority of the states are facing drought conditions, including the Northeast, where the threat of fire is up. This is ABC News. New satellite photos show a grim assessment of the Amazon rainforest, what some people call the world's lungs. Wildfires have swept through the Brazilian jungle, destroying an area the size of Switzerland. Experts say the rainforest will take decades to recover from that. One African nation is on the brink of famine.
2 years into Sudan's civil war, the number of those in desperate need of assistance now in the millions. A joint statement from UNICEF, the United Nations Humanitarian Children's Agency, and UNHCR, its refugee agency, sounding the alarm as access to basic services such as water, healthcare, and shelter break down. The UN estimates 13 million people in Sudan are facing acute food insecurity, 14 regions on the brink of famine. Close to 4 million children under 5 projected to suffer from acute malnutrition this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
World Series begins in Los Angeles tonight. Game 1, the Dodgers versus the New York Yankees. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Election Day is fast approaching, and your vote in local elections is important. I am Deborah Fisher, and I am running for the Pepin County Register of Deeds. Determined to serve the community of Pepin County, determined to put the taxpayers first, and determined to make a difference. I am running for this office as an independent candidate and would value your voice and your vote. Remember to get out and vote on Tuesday, November 5th. Authorized and paid for on my behalf.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and seasonal, both today and tomorrow. High temperatures reach those upper 50s. Then, winds shift out of the south for Sunday, warming us up to the low 60s and spiking us to near 70 on Monday. Then, the heat really cranks up for Tuesday, nearing 80 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. A sales tax is on the way for Racine County. Ted Allen has more.
The county board approved the 0.5% sales tax Thursday night. County leaders and supporters of the tax say it's necessary to fund public services in the county and cover a $5 million deficit facing the county's sheriff's office. $2 million of the revenue will be allocated for property tax relief. The tax, which is projected to garner at least $20 million for the county, will take effect this coming April.
Getty's Pizza in Stoughton was closed this week after Dane County authorities found THC in the pizza dough. Police were contacted after several people had to seek medical treatment after eating the pizza. Officials say the pizza dough was accidentally prepared with Delta 9 contaminated oil that was from a shared storage space at the site of where the pizzeria is. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry,
so many ways to play. May add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand, Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. We're receiving more information about a death investigation in Buffalo County. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department said deputies went to serve an eviction notice on Wednesday in Fountain City when they found a 57-year-old woman who had died. Investigators say she was likely dead for more than a month. Deputies arrested a man who lived in the woman's trailer but are not saying why. In addition to the body, deputies say they found more than 70 pets. They've all been turned over to the Buffalo County Humane Association, Tales of Hope, and the Trempealeau County Humane Society. The Sheriff's Department says charges in the case could be filed later today. Some Pepin High School students are looking to help out area seniors this fall. Mr. Inglis High School Active Outdoors class is offering to help those in the village of Pepin who may need help raking leaves. If you live in the village of Pepin and do need some help, just call Pepin High School. It's 12 years in prison for one of the suspects in Barron County's home invasion from last year. A judge yesterday sentenced Ricardo Dominguez to a dozen years in prison for tying up a 70-year-old man in his home, tasing him, and eventually robbing him of his guns and $13,000 in cash. Dominguez is the second person sentenced in the case. Another suspect was sentenced earlier this month to 5 years in prison. Investigators say they're still looking for a third suspect who they believe set up the home invasion. Wisconsin and South Dakota-based healthcare systems are planning to merge. Marshfield Clinic Health System and Sanford Health, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced Wednesday they plan to merge. The joint press release said the integration of the two health systems aims to improve patient care with new technology, research, and training. The merger is expected by the end of the year, subject to regulatory approval and closing conditions, the companies said. There are worries about Wisconsin's new law that allows police to charge for edited body camera video. Tom Kemick with the Wisconsin Transparency Project says the new law is poorly written and hastily passed by lawmakers. He says the law has too many unanswered questions while also having a threat toward people who make too many requests of the police. The law allows for a $10,000 fine. Kemick says it's going to take some court cases and rulings either from the Attorney General or Wisconsin Supreme Court to settle things out. The law is supposed to create a framework so police can charge media outlets or everyday citizens for the cost of redacting sensitive things out of body cam footage that is released to the public. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anabas Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anabas Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anabas Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Tomorrow is the Trunk or Treat in downtown Durand, with Trunk or Treat happening from 3 to 5. Main Street will be closed tomorrow afternoon in downtown Durand, not only for a setup of Trunk or Treat, but also for the event itself. Again, Trunk or Treat runs tomorrow in downtown Durand from 3 until 5. Stepping Stones in Menominee says it can't afford to hand out turkeys or hams this holiday season. Stepping Stones yesterday said the high cost means they're struggling to keep the basics on their shelves. Stepping Stones has worked with local grocers and donors in the past to provide holiday turkeys and hams, but says that's just not possible this year. Instead, the group is asking for donations like peanut butter, tuna, and pasta so it can provide more help to more people. Stepping Stone said they provide help to about 10% of people in Dunn County. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is once again helping families in need this holiday season with the 5th annual Christmas is for Kids program. This free and anonymous program helps any Pepin County parent or guardian provide for the need and wants of children in Pepin County. Now, to be considered, contact the Pepin County Sheriff's Department on the non-emergency line at 715-672-5944. That's 715-672-5944. Deadline to register is November 7th. The attorney for Adam Fravel says he'll call for a mistrial if witnesses for the prosecution don't modify the way they refer to Madeline Kingsbury in court. Fravel's murder trial continued yesterday in Mankato. Defense attorney Zach Bauer told the judge he's objecting to witnesses calling Kingsbury Maddie or Madeline during their testimony. He also objected to witnesses calling the home Fravel and Kingsbury shared in Winona a crime scene. Fravel was arrested after Kingsbury's body was found in southern Minnesota last year. Wisconsin's election managers say they're trying to pinpoint the problem that is slowing in-person early voting. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said they continue to get complaints from local clerks about slow label printing. A commission spokesperson said they're not quite sure what the problem is. Yesterday was the third day for early in-person voting, and many voters said there were once again delays. The Elections Commission continues to tell clerks to handwrite voter information on those early ballots as a way to speed things up. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
It's bat week in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says 4 out of 8 native bat populations found are threatened here in the state. Another species, the silver-haired bat, is on a list of special concern and needs immediate conservation action. The DNR says bat populations are declining, particularly due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks bats while they're hibernating. The department recommends planting native plants, building a bat house, and avoiding insecticides and herbicides to protect the remaining bats. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and seasonal, both today and tomorrow. High temperatures reach those upper 50s. Then, winds shift out of the south for Sunday, warming us up to the low 60s and spiking us to near 70 on Monday. Then, the heat really cranks up for Tuesday, nearing 80 degrees. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 47 degrees.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh. I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamore, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Bring on the Nittany Lions. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's homecoming in Madison all this week, but tomorrow night Camp Randall will be center stage for possibly Wisconsin's toughest football game of the year as they welcome in unbeaten and third-ranked nationally Penn State. The Badgers have been able to run the ball well lately, but the Nittany Lions have gotten to where they are in no small measure by stopping the run.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think obviously that's where the strength of their team is, and you know, their ability to create some havoc and make some of those big plays up front. They're going to be in a lot of different places. They're going to do a lot of different things, and they rely upon their ability to create havoc.
Badgers coach Luke Fickell. Kickoff tomorrow night is set for 6:30 from the camp. To Green Bay, it's the Packers and the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. Jacksonville started 0-4, but they've won two of their last three.
They have lost a game by 3 points, by 4 points, and by 5 points. And they were in command versus Houston and versus Miami, and they could be 5-2 sitting the same as us right now. So I think that speaks to who this football team is.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur had practice on Thursday. Only cornerback Corey Ballantyne was held out entirely. Meanwhile, Quay Walker, Josh Myers, and Elton Jenkins, who all missed practice on Wednesday, all returned in limited fashion yesterday. Sunday's game is a noon start at Everbank Stadium. Week 8 in the NFL began last night in Los Angeles.
Tyler Johnson in motion from right to left. Shotgun snap. Stafford back. Lobs it deep down the right side for DeMarcus Robinson. And he makes a tumbling catch. Touchdown Rams.
Play-by-play courtesy of Westwood 1. The Rams beat the Vikings 30-20. Minnesota falls to 5-2 on the season. The Bucs will have their home opener tonight at Fiserv Forum. Wednesday night they beat Philly on the road. Tonight they welcome the Chicago Bulls to town. Tip-off is set for just after 7. Also tonight in the NBA, Philly is at Toronto. The Knicks host the Pacers. Golden State is at Utah. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Byron on Battling Up Front. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Months of preparation, thousands of green flag laps, and enough drama to make your heart skip a beat. All to get here, the NASCAR playoffs.
Turning off the heat.
Each week, Steve Letarte, Mamba Smith, and myself, Shannon Spake, break down the road to the championship. The favorites, the underdogs, and those on the outside looking in. Don't be on the outside, be on the inside. It's NASCAR Inside the Playoffs on True TV.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Consistently competing at the front of the NASCAR Cup Series field is the best way to carve out success. William Byron is well aware of this simple truth. Fourth in the playoff standings, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot is gunning for a return trip to the Championship Four by doing just that.
It's really just running up front, and I feel like if you run up front, you're going to be in contention and you're going to be one of those guys to win. So yeah, it's a unique format. For the most part, if you're running up in the top four or five guys, you're going to give yourself a chance to get to Phoenix and win one of these next two.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Thistles are pesky plants to control because of their vast root systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. When it comes to getting rid of them, timing is everything, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Through your pastures and scout for thistles. The wily weeds propagate very quickly and choke out any grasses growing there. Animals won't graze near them because of their prickly spines and unpalatable flavor, which can lead to overgrazing in other areas. Chris Proctor is a weed management extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says the best time to control biennial and perennial thistles is now through early November, when the weed is at its most vulnerable in the rosette stage.
The plants are just small at that point. And so if we're talking, you know, herbicide controls, generally speaking, the smaller the plants, the more effective the control is. I'd say the other part is they're still actively growing. Once they go through winter, they kind of have to harden themselves off to survive winter. And so if you can catch them in the fall as a rosette, they haven't gone through that overwintering process and that dormancy process. And so you tend to have more effective control.
Small populations are much easier to control than larger, more robust populations. Mowing, burning, and digging out the plants will weaken them and may help the effectiveness of herbicides. But keep in mind that there is no one-and-done silver bullet when it comes to good thistle control.
You're not going to kill all those rhizomes and those deep-rooted plants in 1 year. If you got a pretty well-established stand, it's going to be a multi-year process to manage it. So one of the keys is preventing these weeds from setting seed. If they go to seed, you're extending the amount of time it's going to take to get ahead of it. So part of this is controlling the seed bank.
Using good cultural practices that result in vigorous, dense, and uniform stands will help keep pastures competitive with invading weeds. Learn more about battling thistles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
54 in downtown Durando. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Wisconsin Farmers Union's new Market on the River building in Chippewa Falls for their Wisconsin local food gathering. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market update at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 16 to 2011, December down 20 to 2020, January down 25 to 1995, February down 17 at 1966. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets today, barrels were down a half to 187. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 190, 2 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 260, 9.5, 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 137.5, 2 trades on the day. And dry whey steady at 60.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and cattle markets are moving higher. Feeder cattle markets also moving higher, even though the cattle on feed report is to be released here later today, but the market's still working off of some of that momentum from yesterday. On Thursday, cash markets $2 higher, and that's still providing some fundamental support for live and feeder cattle markets, along with some weakness in grain markets today. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are also moving mostly higher as well. A sharp spike in the carcass prices, a $3.40 jump, helping to support the hogs today. October live cattle up 42 cents to 189.72. December up 5 cents to 189.30. February up 12 cents to 190.07. October feeder cattle up 35 cents to 249.75. November up 25 cents to 248.77. January up 17 cents to 245.70. December hogs up 97 cents to 79.62. February up 67 cents to 83.47. April up 40 cents to 86.65. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. There's some soft spread trades happening today, as well as some of the harvest pressure still making a dent in those markets as well. Soybeans also moving mostly higher, even though we've seen some strong export demand. Another 116,000 metric tons of beans sold to China, but not enough to move the market higher. Wheat markets mostly lower as well. Again, Mativ wheat prices are sharply lower today. The dollar also is at some of their highs, and that's pressuring the market. market. December corn down 6.5 to 4.15. March down 6 to 4.29. May down 5 to 4.36 and 3/4. New crop 25 down 3 1/4 to 4.40 1/4. November beans down 9 1/4 to 9.87. January down 8 to 9.97. March down 7 3/4 to 10.08 1/4. New crop 25 down 5.5 to 10.30 3/4. December soybean meal down 4.60 to 3.05.80. December soybean oil down 31 cents to 44.02. Chicago wheat, December down 13.5 to 5.68. March down 12 3/4 to 5.88. Minneapolis wheat, December down 12 3/4 to 6.05 1/4. March down 11 3/4 to 6.28. Energy markets today are rallying after the big losses yesterday. December crude oil up $1.46 to $71.65. January up $1.40 to $71.24. Meanwhile, November and December gas both up 5 cents. November at 207, December at 203. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Join Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services for their Customer Appreciation Breakfast Saturday, October 26th from 9 till 11:30.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The back-to-back hurricanes shouldn't have a big impact on fuel prices. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The back-to-back hurricanes in the southern U.S. are taking a tremendous toll on everyone involved. One of the few places that likely won't feel as big of an effect is the price of gas. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says Milton, the last hurricane, didn't have a big effect at the pump.
Well, thankfully, the path of the storm is not one that would be over refineries or any other critical infrastructure when it comes to gasoline supply. So flow of gasoline is going to continue. This storm is not going to affect any refineries in any meaningful way. So the flow of gasoline, the supply of gasoline should continue. And so most Americans probably will not see any impact from this in terms of supply. Prices, however, have started to inch up, but it's not due to the storm itself. It's due to the fact that oil prices last week did climb about $10 a barrel on some of the tensions that are occurring in the Middle East. So Milton, for its part, is not going to be any impact on gasoline prices, but rather the Middle East tensions from last week are likely to play a role in pushing gas prices up.
DeHaan talks about current fuel supplies.
Well, supplies are looking rather average for this time of year. This is the time of year when we do start to see diesel, which is also feeding oil. Supplies generally start to decline. According to the Energy Information Administration, we did see a 3 million barrel decline in distillate inventories. That's diesel and heating oil over the last week. And that's likely due to the harvest season that's happening. And ahead of the colder months, as people are filling up their home heating oil tanks. So supplies look fairly good. But in the weeks ahead, we likely will see supplies, or at least diesel, start to seasonally decline. For gasoline, it's very much a different story. This is the time of year that gasoline demand tends to decline, and so supplies generally start to build for gasoline over the winter.
While the hurricane season does continue, that is something that the traders will continue to watch. Another area that could affect gas prices, the war in the Middle East. For more information, visit gasbuddy.com. That's gasbuddy.com. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. For the third year in a row, the Mississippi River is experiencing low water levels during the harvest. In the spring and early summer, precipitation and water levels were quite robust. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says once the calendar moved past mid-July, precipitation declined significantly, which caused a steady and dramatic decrease in water levels. There was a brief rise in water levels near Memphis after Hurricane Helene, but once the surge of water passed through the system, those water levels quickly returned to where they were earlier. In certain areas of the river, we're seeing several feet of draft reductions due to the low water, Steenhook said. For each foot of draft reduction in the river, each barge carries 7,000 fewer bushels of soybeans, which is roughly 200 tons. The draft is the distance between the waterline and the lowest part of the hull. Medigene, a South Dakota-based animal health company, has begun a field trial for their H5N1 vaccine in cattle. The trial began earlier this month at a contract research facility. The goal of the field trial is to demonstrate a reasonable expectation of efficacy and preliminary safety in animals specific to the company's vaccine, data that would support a conditional license by USDA. Dr. Alan Young, co-founder and chief testing officer for Medigene. As unfortunate as the H5N1 spread is, this is exactly the kind of situation our technology was created to address, he said. Our goal from the very beginning of the outbreak was to be ready for our cattle customers whenever USDA gives us the green light. The company's H5N1 cattle vaccine study is expected to be completed in 5 weeks, with results then shared with USDA. Medigene is based in Brookings, South Dakota. How much water does it take to grow 100 pounds of kidney beans? Most people wouldn't think to ask such a question, but if you're a family business competing on a global scale, the answer matters. The information would allow kidney bean growers in Wisconsin to better target their irrigation practices to reduce strain on the state's freshwater resources, as well as boost yields and prices for Wisconsin farmers, said Charles Waxmuth, president of Chippewa Valley Bean. Wisconsin-based Chippewa Valley Bean is the largest producer and exporter of kidney beans in the world. The company prides itself on innovation and created a partnership with faculty at UW Stout to gain cutting-edge research and development. The project is a research project involving undergraduate students, thanks to funding from the Freshwater Collaboration of Wisconsin. Through the Crop Per Drop project, students are developing and testing mathematical models to help kidney bean farmers use water more efficiently. The project exemplifies how companies can partner with the university. The first round of freshwater collective funding in 2022 allowed the university to hire 3 students to work on mathematical models that are helping farmers optimize water use for growing kidney beans. Farmers for Soil Health is a group that empowers farmers to lead the charge in sustainability. The group puts real money directly into farmers' hands to drive change where it matters most, at the farm level. Farmers for Soil Health has an initiative program to offer an opportunity to farmers to make a meaningful impact on soil health while benefiting financially. In the program's first year alone, 238 farmers enrolled over 78,000 acres, pushing the initiative closer to the goal of doubling cover crop adoption to 30 million acres across the U.S. by 2030. Participating farmers who plant cover crops receive payments to help transition, totaling $50 per new acre over cover crops planted over a span of 3 years. Farmers with existing cover crops can receive a one-time payment of $2,000 per acre. Farmers in 20 states are eligible for enrollment in the cost-sharing programs. For more information, visit farmersforsoilhealth.com. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I taught for 20 years in rural schools, and I know how important a school is to a community. But school funding is in crisis and now relies increasingly on property taxes, which drives up costs and especially hurts rural seniors on fixed incomes. We have to fix this because schools are so important to rural communities. Vote for me, and I'll vote for rural Wisconsin to fix school funding. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
While some much-needed rain fell overnight, the dry weather will continue now in our ag weather forecast. Plenty of sunshine is expected. We'll have temperatures at seasonal norms for the weekend, but then things begin to warm up next week back to above normal, and we will see some additional chances for some showers. Sunshine throughout the day today, highs 55 to 60, relative humidities at 37 to 42%, northwest winds at 8 to 13, 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 27 to 32, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, northwest winds at 5 to 8. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 30 to 35%, light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7, 8 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, sunshine, warmer, highs 60 to 65, south winds at 7 to 12. For Monday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 75 to 80. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 60 to 65. And for Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of a shower, highs 50 to 55.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Start.
They settled down on 80 acres, raising sweet corn, kids had tomatoes. They went together like a hand and a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love.
So long, yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car, driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws you curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college, you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to, and then I head off to my job. Guess not much has changed. Punch the clock, head for home, check the phone, just in case, go to bed, dream of you. That's what I'm doing these days.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You gotta do to forget his name.
Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress and sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. What I'm really needing now is a double shot of Crown. Chase that disco ball around till I don't remember. Party and the music and the truth collide.
Bring it till his memory fades away.
Hey, bartender. Tonight I'll let a stranger put me on the floor. Spin me round and let him buy a couple more. But before it goes too far, I'll let him down easy. Cause tonight it's all about dancing with my girls to the D.
Bring it till his memory fades away.
Hey, bartender. I'm feeling that buzz, I'm ready to rock. Ain't no way I'm gonna tell you to stop. So pour that thing up to the top.
I'm coming in hot. Hey, bartender.
Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna borrow, I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And
And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Whoa, whoa. I just want to live until I die.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Why do you keep on staring at mirror?